This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A personal injury lawsuit involving 10,000 people and 200 companies is in trouble. The companies are accused of exposing workers to harmful dust, which caused illness. But the companies say many of the plaintiffs were not accurately diagnosed, and a federal judge says there's cause for concern. NPR's John Burnett reports.
Silicosis is a disabling and often fatal lung disease caused by inhaling dust containing silica, a type of quartz. It can afflict sandblasters, miners, and construction workers. The Centers for Disease Control reports that this incurable disease kills more than 200 workers each year. But it may get harder for a worker to sue an employer for exposing him to silica dust after what happened in a federal courtroom in Corpus Christi, Texas last month. Federal Judge Janice Graham Jack, a former nurse, said she saw, quote, red flags of fraud in the way lawyers recruited thousands of plaintiffs to file silicosis claims. Corporate lawyers such as Fred Kreutz of Jackson, Mississippi, representing the industrial giant Ingersoll Rand, were pleased at the judge's reaction.
She said several times that what she was hearing about the diagnoses was shocking, fraudulent, distressing, stunning. In fact, one time she said it's all about fraud and money.
To properly diagnose silicosis, a doctor should review a patient's work history and conduct a medical exam, chest x-ray, and pulmonary test. Kreutz and other corporate defense attorneys sought to prove that silicosis plaintiffs were hastily diagnosed at mass screenings by doctors who never saw the patients.
We exposed the process of mass screenings and the use of these handful of what we call litigation doctors who are generating all of these thousands of silicosis claims. And we think that that is important because we believe that based on what was exposed, that you will see the end of all of these mass screenings.
The lawsuit started unraveling in October when an Alabama radiologist, Dr. George Martindale, withdrew his silicosis diagnoses from more than 3,600 patients, claiming he was not confident of his findings. Then, during the pretrial hearing before Judge Jack, more doctors recanted. One from Pascagoula, Mississippi, said he signed positive silicosis diagnoses without reviewing them because he was, quote, a very, very busy man. Another said he permitted his secretary to interpret his patient's x-rays and stamp his name on the reports. Still another said he examined patients in a mobile x-ray trailer parked at a Sizzler restaurant and owned by a real estate company. Plaintiffs' attorneys point out, however, that all the doctors were board certified to read x-rays. A medical silicosis expert testifying on behalf of the defendants said an outbreak of 10,000 silicosis cases would constitute the largest epidemic of its type in history. Further, he said it's highly unusual that about half the plaintiffs had also been diagnosed with asbestosis. Critics call this double dipping. But attorney Scott Hooper of Houston, who's representing about 600 silicosis plaintiffs, said that dual exposure is entirely possible.
The population of workers that are involved, a huge number of those workers come from shipbuilding industries and industries where they were sandblasting, being exposed to silica, on pipe that had previously been insulated or protected with asbestos. And the strategy here of many of these defendants and many of these defense lawyers is to attack the plaintiffs and their lawyers because they can't defend what they did.
The silicosis lawsuit, known in legalese as multi-district litigation, is actually 102 individual actions, mainly from Mississippi and Alabama, that were consolidated into one giant case. The judge called the hearing to root out any bogus diagnoses. Charles Silver, professor at the University of Texas Law School, says multi-plaintiff personal injury lawsuits can be good or bad.
They make available relief to large numbers of people who are actually entitled to it. But they also create opportunities for predation, where people show up who may not have even been exposed to a dangerous product, but nonetheless think they can qualify for compensation, and so they apply for it. From the bad perspective, it's the way that fraud occurs.
The corporate attorneys have asked Judge Jack to sanction some of the trial lawyers and make them pay more than $1 million in legal fees. She will decide that later this month. Jack said she plans to send the entire case back to state court in Mississippi, along with the written opinion, which one lawyer expects will be scathing. John Burnett, NPR News.